Okay, so you'd base on an aleph by the two dots on the top. Chel paras umodai apartment. So we're continuing with the drushes and the Megillah. Fine. So it says Chel paras umodai, which is mashma apartment, which is mashma that they were officers. Uksiv malchi umodai paras, and it also says a pasuk of that they were kings, the kings of umodai paras. Which one was it? Amarava asnui asna bahadei. They made a tanai with each other. Paras umodai. Imi non malchi. If from your nation you become the king, one of the kings are from you, then minaychu ifrichi, so then from the other ones will be the officers. Viminaychu malchi, and if from the other one will be the king, then minon ifrichi, so then from us will be the officers. So that's the tanai they made with each other, and that's why it says both. V'har oisai is oisha kavayin malchusai. So he's showing off his kavayin malchusai. Amar av yoisi berchanina. Malamit shalavish big day kahuna. What this means is that he wore the big day kahuna. Ksiv hachi yikar tferes gedul asai. Uksiv hasl mechavil usafaris. By the kahuna it says mechavil usafaris. And over here it says yikar tferes. So you see that he learned that he wore the big day kahuna. Uvim lois hayam hayla. Rabu shmo, chadamar melech bikeach hayi v'chadamar melech tipish hayi. Some say that, well, one says that he was a smart king, and one says that he was a foolish king. Madamar melech bikeach hayi. Shapar avid dekar v'chik v'reisha. Son says that he was a smart king, that he had first invited the people that were far away from Shushan, not his city. He invited them from far away first. So one says that the reason he was smart is because it's smarter to be Makariv, the people that live far away, the B'nai Masi, call him the Bai Mephafisa, because the people that live close by, anytime that he wants, he can be Mephafis them. They're right around the corner. He can always just take them out for a coffee. But the people that are far away, it's not as easy to put Mephias them, so that's why he reached out to them first. But the other Mandamar says no, that he was a fool for doing this. He should have been the car of the people of his own city first. Because if the far away people would be mired against him, at least the people in his own city would still be happy with him and would stick up for him. How come, when they say Seinem Shayisol, it really means Yisrael? It's just a nice way of saying Yisrael by referring it to as our enemies. But why was Yisrael Mechuyiv Misa in that generation? Amalahem, so what did Rabbi Shimon Yochai say back to them? Imratam, why don't you tell me a good reason? Making the Talmidim think. Amalai, they said to them, because they went to the Suda of Achashverish. That's what they're Mechuyiv. So he says back, Imkain. He says, no, but if that's the case, then only the Yidden living in Shushan who attended the Suda should be destroyed, but not the Jews in the entire world. So they said to back to Rishim Yechai, okay, so Emarat us, you tell us. And they shishtach v'letzelem, because they bowed down to Etzelem, which Rashi says it's the Etzelem referring to in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. They bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. Amulai, so they said that is there Masa Panim, meaning how can Hashem save them? They're Mechuyiv Misa, then they're Mechuyiv Misa. Why would Hashem save them? Amulahem, so he said, no, Heimel Yasu Elafnim. They're only pretending to bow down to the, you know, they're doing it on the outside, but inside they were completely, you know, not being Avodah Zarah, completely being Nemonim. So Afakadosh Baruch Hu Yasu Mem Elafnim. So to Hashem, he only pretended that they were going to be killed by sending out the decrees and everything, but not actually following through. Okay, the next pasuk is v'chatzar ginas bisan hamelach. Rav Shmuel chadama haroy lechatzar lechatzar haroy legina legina haroy lebisan lebisan. Now, where was the suda? Was in the chatzar, the gina, or the bayah? The bayis. So one of them says that no, whoever was roy for the chatzar, well, got to go to the chatzar. The more chashev people would go to the garden, and the more chashev people would go to the house. The chadama hayshiva mechatzar v'loyechzikasim. One of them says no, they put them in the chatzar first, and they did not hold them. Begina v'loyechzikasim, and then the gina put them in, and then he opened up the garden, and still didn't fit everybody. Achach nisa lebeisim until he let them come into his house. V'loyechzikasim. Some say that no, the big suda was in the chatzir, but he opened up two doorways, one into the gina, one to the bayis, so that if people want to take a little break, they can walk around and let the food settle, let the wine settle, and then come back for more. Chur karpas was chelos. My chur, what does it mean if that there was chur? Rav Amar Chari Chari. Rav says that it was holes, meaning literally it was holes, which Rashi says was like needlepoint. There were some sort of drapes or certain things of needlepoint that was made for the Suda. Ushmul Amar Milas Levana Hitzilhem. And Shmuel says no, that it was white wool that he spread out for them. Karpas, I'm supposed to mean karpas, Amar B'yesu B'chanina Karim Shalpasim. And it says it was pillows of wool. Aguli kesef amudei sheish mitay zav a kesef. That's the next pasuk. Tanya b'Yehuda Aimra roy lo kesef a kesef roy lo zav lo zav. Whoever was roy to have the silver, kalim, he would get silver. The ones who were roy for gold, the more chashur people, they would get gold. I'm loving the chaimyam kina tamato kina basuda. He says no, that can't be, because then you'd be putting kina in the suda. People start getting jealous with each other, and you know, who knows, fights can erupt. Ela heim shel kesef raglaim shel zav. It means that the mitais were kasef and the feet were gold. Vad v'sheish amr v'asi avonim shem ischoites abalim. What are these type of stones? They are stones that the bialim have to be matriach to go after. It's not easy to obtain these chashuvah stones. V'cheinu amr avni nezim ischoites alad masay v'darves acharis. Rav amr dari dari. What does dar mean? Rav says it's dari dari, which means rows and rows of these jewels were around. Ushmul Amar no, Evan Taiva Yesh Bekrocha Yam Vidarishma. There's a certain special type of stone from the sea, and its name was Dara. Hashiva Bemsa Suuda, you'd put it in the middle of the room, in the middle of the Suda, Umeirlahim Kitsaraim, and it would light up the entire room, just like in the bright afternoon. So nobody can ever think that it was getting dark, that they maybe should go home. It was constantly looked like it was light. The baby Shmuel Tanat Shakara Dror Lachobalis Chayra. He says no. That it means is that he removed all the taxes from the people doing business that day, those days. Vashkois b'chay zavach kelim and kelim shinim. Mishunim b'aylei. Should have said from kelim mishunim, not kelim shinim. Amarava, which is like sounds like old kelim, not old kelim, which would be from like a special unique kelim. Amarava yotza baskol v'amar lahem. The baskol came out and said, Rishinim kalim ne kelim. The first people, meaning Baal Shetzer, who took out these kalim, they were destroyed, and now you're going to do the same thing again? I mean, like, what's wrong with you? Don't you know what's going to happen? See from here that everybody was able to drink wine that was older than them. Very chashuv, you know, the older you are, the more chashuv wine you got. Vashtia kados. My kedas, Amar Chana Mishum Meir, kedas shel Taira, ma'adas shel Taira, achil meru mishdia, afsu das shel Rosh, achil meru mishdia. It was like the dust of Taira, I mean the laws of Taira, which according to the Taira, you have to eat more than you drink. So too, the suda d'aishu Rosh, you should eat more than you should drink. A good idea to keep in mind for Purim. Ein oynis, Amar v'lozer melamish kol echad v'echad hishkeu miyayim midinasa. Ein oynis means that everyone was able to drink wine that he was familiar with from his Medina. Lasis kirtzen ish v'ish, Amar rav lasis kirtzen Mordechai v'Haman, to do like the ratzon of Mordechai and Haman. That's what ish v'ish is referring to, Haman and Mordechai. Tichsiv ish Yehudi, and Haman ish tzar v'oyev. So both times it says ish by their names. And that's why when it says Lasis Kirtzen Ish V'Ish, it's referring to Haman and Mordechai. Gam Vashti Amalka Osas HaMishtei Nashim Beis HaMalchus. Beis HaNashim Yibayla. What do you mean Beis HaMalchus? She was in the Beis HaNashim, not the Beis HaMalchus. Amarava Shneim Dvar Averim Neschavin. No, they're both Neschavin for Dvar Averim. Hainu Dami Inchi. That's what people say. Ihu Bekari Ve'itzi Bebaitzini. That's what people say, that he, meaning the husband, is working with big melons, and she is working with small melons. Meaning they're both working on the same thing, just in different form. Was it until now he was not, his heart was not happy with wine? It was we're talking about that it was Shabbos. The Yisrael would eat and drink. That when the Yidden sit down and eat and drink, what happens? Maschilin b'divrei Taira, b'divrei Tishbachos, right? They sing to the Rabbanu Shalom and they talk to b'divrei Taira. But when they get drunk and they eat a lot, they just end up talking about Tiflis. The same thing with the Suda of that Russia. What would happen? What happened? Halalu Amri Madayas Nais. Some said the ladies from Madai are the nicest. Halalu Amri Parsiyas Nais. And the other ones say, no, the ladies from Parsa are the nicest. Amri Machashverish, Klishan Imish Tamish Bai, Enelay Madai Vloy Parsil Kazdi. The Kli that I use, meaning my wife, she's not from Madai or Pras, she's from Kazdin. And she retained Chamaraisa. Do you want to see her? Amalai in. So they said, yeah, sure, but she has to come without any clothing. Because the famous cloud that appears the same way that you act to other people, that's how you're going to get judged. You see from here that Vashti Harasha would bring the B'nai Yisrael and strip them and make them work on Shabbos. So that's why... therefore, she was nigzer that she has to come without any clothing on Shabbos to Achashverosh. That's what it says afterwards when Achashverosh remembered about Vashti, what she did and what was nigzer on her. The same way that she did, meaning that she made Klal Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, work without any clothing on Shabbos, so kach nigzar lo, same was nigzar on her to come without any clothing on Shabbos. But timayna malka vashti, so malka vashti refused to come. Mechti, pritza sahave, she was a pritza. Tamar marsh, name dvar aver nischav, like we said before that they were both nischavin for dvar aver, my time al yasi, why didn't she come? Amar b'yosi b'chanina malamit shaparcha b'tziras. It comes to learn and teach that that she was had tziras, she got tziras. So that's why she didn't want to come. Masnitza tana bana gavriel vasa lazanov. And this is the famous thing that says, no, Gabriel came and he made a tale for her. So the pasuk then says that Achashverosh got very angry. And his anger burned in him. Am I dulka bay kuli hai? Why is it so? Why is it burning in him so badly? She didn't want to come, so okay. You know, how many times does your wife say no to you? Amarava. So no, because she, the way that she sent it back, she said, bar aharaira. Raire, the Abba, the stable boy of my father. Abba la kabel alfa chamro shasi veloy ravi. My father would drink the same amount of wine as 1,000 people, veloy ravi, and he wouldn't get drunk. Vahu gavran, this guy over here, meaning referring to his, her husband, Achashverosh, ishati v'chamro miyad, he gets drunk right away when he takes a little sip of wine. V'chamasei bar rabai, so that's miyad, I'm sorry, v'chamro. Miyad v'chamasei bar rabai. So right, that's when he became. He get, that's why he got very so angry. Oh, but he, yeah, they add here the chamrei purta, meaning a little bit of wine. Then he gets mad. Miyad v'chamas debar rabbi. Okay, but Yomer Hamelach lechachamim. So the Melach said to the chachamim. It doesn't say who the chachamim are. Man chachamim, rabbanan. He said to the rabbanan. He went to the rabbanan, the rabbis. Yoidei ha'itim. What does it mean that they know the times? They know how to be ma'aber the shana, how to make leap years and to set up the months. Amalahu dainuli. So he said to them, "Nu, I need you to judge for me what I should do with Vashti." Amr, they said, "Hechinavet." So they said themselves, "What are we going to do? Neimalei katla. If we tell him that he should kill her for being married by Malchus, lamacher pasuk lechamra. Then tomorrow, when his, I mean, it doesn't mean literally tomorrow, but you know, eventually he's going to get out of this drunken state. Ubayalei minan, and he's going to be mad at us for doing that. He's going to want her. He's going to have tainus on us. Neimalei shavka. If we say that you should just leave her." Come as Alz of Malchus, so then you're being Mazalz of the Malchus. You tell him not to do anything? How can you tell him not to do anything? She was just sending such a terrible message to the king. So what do they? They came up with a great way to get out of it. They said to him, so no, the day that we already, we had to go into Galus, we don't have a good advice anymore. We don't know how to be Dan Din the Fashis anymore. Zilagabi Amin Amayev. Go to Amin Amayev, the Yosef Dachtayu Kechamra, the Yosef Aldirdaya. Because they're sitting, and they have always sat in their place. Just like wine sits on its sediment. I mean, it's, you know, they've never had to run around like the Klal Yisrael did. So it was a great idea, you know, make them have to make the decision. And then whoever was, whatever they do, Achashverosh will have tainus on them. The time of Amrlei, Tachsiv, Shanan Moyev Minura, Veshaikit Hu Kael Shamra, Velehurik Mekli Okli, Ubegay Velehalach. Talking about Moyev, that they never had to go into Galus, you're always sitting on the land. Okay, Amad Tamad Bai, that's why Mayav's Tamad's with him, Reichai Lainamar, So miyad, what happened right away? So right away, Achashverosh called for these advisors. Karshana Sheshar and Masa Sarshish. Amar Rav Levi, kol pasuk zeh al shem karbanis nemar. This whole pasuk is said al shem the karbanis. Karshana, Amar Malchay Sharas Nekosh Baruch. Karshana, the Malchay Sharas said in front of Hashem. Rabbi Neshalayla, klum akriv v'necha karim b'nei shana, kider shakiv yishol v'necha. Have they brought in front of you these karim b'nei shana? The same way that Klai Yisrael did. One second. Umas Ha'ilam. Yeah, meaning the Umas Ha'ilam that did not bring any karbanos in front of you like Klai Yisrael did. So Sheish Sar, Klum Ekriv Vanecha Shtei Sarim. Did they bring in front of you Shtei Sarim, the two birds? And Masa. Did they build, did the Umas Ha'ilam build a Mizbeach in front of you? Tarshish, Klum Shimshu Lefanecha Bigdei Kahuna? Tarshish, were they ever Mishamish in front of you Bigdei Kahuna? Tachsivu Tarshish Vashayim V'yashvei? Meres, Klum Mirsu B'dam Lefanecha? Did they ever stir the dam in front of you? Mirsuna, Klum Mirsu B'menachas Lefanecha? Did they ever stir the menachas in front of you? Memuchun, Klum Hechinu Shulchan Lefanecha? Did they ever set up the Shulchan? Meaning all these things are a nice way to remind Hashem that only Klai Yisrael do these things for you, not anybody else. Now Yaimer Memuchan, and Memuchan said, Tana Memuchan Zeh Haman. Memuchan is Haman. V'lam Nechir Shmai Memuchan Shem Muchan LePiranias, because he's always right. He's always preparing Piranias. He's always Piranias around wherever Haman is. Amar Rav Kana Mikansha Hedyet Kaifis Barayish. You see from here that the small person jumped in the head. He was the smallest person, yet he was listed last. In order of Chashivas, and he was the one that came up with this idea. He was the one that jumped up and give the idea. Liyos Kalish Sar Rebeisai. So he said that what you should do, you should send out a proclamation that everyone should be a ruler in his house. Amar Rava Yilmali Garis Rishonis. It will not be for the first letter that Achashverosh sent out. L'Nishtarmis Name Shal Yisrael Shadapal. It will never be left over in Klal Yisrael. Anybody, any remembrance, any remainder. Amri, because they said, this is what, when they got that letter, they said, "My hi, the shuttle on Leah's Kalush Sarba." They said, "What is this that they're sending us? That everyone has to be a ruler in their house?" Pshita, that's Pashta. Afilu Karcha Bebeisei Pardashcha Lahavi. Even the lowest of the low is in his house, is here. He's a ruler and a Chashma person in his house. Everybody knows that. You don't have to make a proclamation about that. So that's why when the second letters came out, they weren't so, excited by him. V'yifgayin HaMelech Bekidim. So the king made these the gatherings of all the women to come to him. Amar Rebbe, my dechsev kol aram yasev dasach sil yifresh ivelas kol aram yasev dasach zeh David. The smart person is David. Dechsev ayoyim lo yavadav yivakshal adoni melech nar besula. Because what did the avadim say to David? David at the end he said that he should get a nar besula, one nar besula. So Komanda Havali Barta, Asinala, so anybody that had a daughter would bring him to bring her to Davna Melech, and hoping that Davna Melech would take her as his wife. But Uchsil Yifreshivel is Achashverosh, but this fool, that's Achashverosh. Tuchsil Yifkoida Melech Pekidim, that he wanted to gather all the women together. Komanda Havali Barta, Tamarminais, anybody that had a daughter would hide her, hoping that she would not be the one that would have to go to Achashverosh. Ishihudi Hay Bashush Nabira. Ishimini. So it says Ishihudi and says Ishimini. My comment. Ili Yuchs. First he's going to talk about his Yichas. Mordechai ben Yoar ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini. Right. So Ili Yuchs Kaasi Lech Sivel Sal Binyamin. Why doesn't it give him Yichas up until Binyamin? It just says what? Mordechai ben Yoar ben Shimi ben Kish. Ela Maishnahani. Why does it say these specific names? Tana Kulan Al Shmai Nikra. They're all on his name called. Ben Yair, I mean, they're all. Mordechai was referred to as all of them. Ben Yair was referred to Ben Yair. Why? Because Ben Shahayir name shall Yisrael with tefillah. Because he was opened up the eyes of Klai Yisrael with his tefillah, or lightened up their eyes. Ben Shimi, Ben Shishamel tefillah. Ben that Hashem listens to his tefillah. Ben Kish Shehekish al Shari Rachamim. Ben Iftuchulay. Ben Kish that he banged on the Shari Rachamim, they opened for him. Kari Le Yehudi, he was called Yehudi. Amami Yehuda Kasi. So you see that he was from the Shevet of Yehuda. The Karla Yamini, Amami Binyamin Kasi. So which one was it? Was he from Yehuda or was he from Binyamin? Amar Nachman Mordechai Muchta Bini Musa Haya. Mordechai was he had very nice names. They ask on the side that this has nothing to do with what we just said, that he just has nice names. But this, that means he has very nice names. Okay, but now we're going to get into a little bit more about Binyamin and Yehudi. Amar Rabba Rachana Amar Bishul Ben Levi. Av mi Binyamin v'ima mi Yehuda. His father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda. Rabbanan Amri, that's why he refers to him as both. Rabbanan Amri Mishpachos Misgari Zubazu. The families would argue with each other. Mishpachas Yehuda Imeres Anogar and the Mishyal Mordechai Dolei Kavli David Lishman Ben Geri. The Mishpach of Yehuda wanted to take credit for Mordechai because he said that if it wasn't for me, it wasn't for David, didn't kill Shimi ben Gera, and Mordechai came from Shimi ben Gera. So, if it wouldn't be for David who came from Yehuda, there would never be a Mordechai. Mishpach of Binyamin Amra, Binyamin says, "What do you mean? Okay, so David didn't kill Shimi ben Gera. Lamaisa, Mordechai came from Shimi ben Gera, who came from Shevet Binyamin." Rava Amar Knesset Yisrael Amar Leidach Gisa. Knesset Yisrael says just the opposite. I mean, they don't want to take credit for him. They have tainus on him. Reuma also Yehuda umashil leyimini. See what Yehuda did to me, and see what Binyamin even added on and did more. Ma also Yehudi. What did Yehuda do? The like cutly David l'shimi the siyamin Mordechai, meaning that he did not kill Shimi. Meaning, look what David did. That he did not kill Shimi, meaning he should have killed Shimi. This Yamin Mordechai, the Mikni Bei Haman, because the fact that Mordechai was born, what did he do? He rates down Haman by not bowing down to him. So they're saying, look, if it wouldn't be for Mordechai, then Haman would have never gotten mad and would have never been geyser. That we should all be killed. So it's not a good thing, Mordechai. They had tightness on him. Umashilim liyamini the loikatli shol agav this Yamin Haman. And look what Binyamin did is that Shaul came from Binyamin, and Shaul did not kill Agog, this Yamin Haman that Haman was born to Mitzar Israel. Rabbi Yechon Amar Lailam and Binyamin Kasi, really he came from Binyamin. But my Karla Yehudi, why do they call him Yehudi? Al Shem Shakafer by Vaidazar, because he was Kaifer and Avaidazar. Shakala Kaifer by Vaidazar, and they're called Yehudi, because anyone who's Kaifer and Avaidazar is called the Yehudi, the Chsiv. The Pasuk says, Isai Guvren Yudoyin. Etc. And he's talking about Yehudoyim, which are Kaifer and Avodah Zarah, so that's why they're referred to as a Yehudim. Rabbi Shimon ben Paziki, Hapapasa B'divra Yamim Amr Hachi. Kol Dvaracha Echadheim, Vanu Yoidim Adarshim. All these things are one thing, and we know how to darshan them. The Pasuk says like this, V'ishtoi, Pasuk in Dvaracha Yamim, V'ishtoi ha Yehudiyo, Yolda es Yered, Avi Gedar, and this Yehudi, Ishta, his wife Yehudi, had Yered, the father of Gedor, and Chever, the father of Seichai, and Yekusil, the father of Zanuach. Now another pasuk says that these are the it's the continuation of this pasuk that these are the children of Basya Bas Paroi who married Nered. Am I Karila Yehudia? So why did they call Bas Paroi a Yehudia? Al Shum Shakafra Bavadizar, because she was Kaifra Bavadizara. Tachsiv Atered Bas Paroi Lirchoitz Aliyar, because the Pasuk says that she went down to wash on the by the river. Vamar Yechon, what did she do? She yarda Lirchoitz Migibuli Nes Avia. She went to wash from the Bavadizara of her father. So the Gemara says, Yolda? Did she actually give birth to Yered? V'harabuyer bisei, meaning she just raised him in this house. Loi melacha says, come to tell you, she called megadol yosim yisayim b'seich beisei. They tell you that anyone who's megadol who raises a yosim and a yisayim in this house, smal of a kasal kilu yaldo. It's as if he bore him. Yered zem Moshe. When it says Yered that the bas paray gave birth to Moshe. It gave birth to Yared. It's referring to Moshe, and really she was just Megala Moshe. The Lama Nikra Shma Yared. Why is he called Yared? She Yared Lahem Yisrael Mon Biyama, because he brought down Mon in his days. Gadar She Gather Priests of Sam Shal Yisrael, because he was Megada. He was had a gather from the priests of Israel, set up a fence. Chaver She Chiver Es Yisrael Avim Shmashmaim. He connected them to their father in heaven. Soichai. because he made from Yisrael like a sukkah. Yikusil shekava Yisrael lekel biyamav, because he brought Yisrael closer to hoping for Hashem in his days. Zanuach shezniach v'nesem she Yisrael. He was lightened the avoidance of Yisrael. Avi, Avi, Avi. Why does it say three times in that pasuk? Avi. Av b'Torah, Av b'Chochma, Av b'Nevias. Because he was an Av in Chochma, Av in Torah, and Av in Nevias. Ve'el b'nei Basya. And these are the kids of Basya. Asher lokach merit. V'chi merit shemoi. V'ala kolev shemoi. He wasn't married. His name was Kalev. Bas Parah married Kalev. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yavai Kalev. Shemorad ba'atzis miraglim. V'yisez Bas Parah. Shemorad b'gilulei beis avia. Let Kalev come, who was married in the Atzis Meraglim, and marry Bas Parai, who was Marad in the Avodah Zarah of her father. It says that Zanuach is throwing off. And it says Zanuach that his Niach Avodah Yisem Shei Yisrael, that he threw off the Avodah of Yisrael, I guess, but he got the Makapara for the Cheta Egel. Okay, let's stop here.